Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Beck, B-E-C-K. Address is 701 East Lassen Avenue, number 94, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-899-1213. ID is XXXXXX5590. Date of birth is 8/26/1941. 81-year-old, divorced, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/HealthNet. Pharmacy is Rite Aid, 530-343-9495. It is addressed to Dr. J-A-Y, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Sloop, S-L-O-O-P-M-D. Address is 2068 Talbert Drive, Suite 150, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-809-0009. Below that, 530-809-0399, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of seizure disorder, subparagraph. History of some breakthrough seizures, none recently. Subparagraph, current medications, lamotrigine, 200 milligrams three times per day. Previous dosage, 200 milligrams BID. Below that, I should say long-standing history of seizure disorder, seen and treated by multiple neurologists with a multiplicity of medicine trials and adjustments. Dear Dr. Sloop, thank you for referring Maureen Beck for neurological evaluation, considering her history of seizure disorder and unfortunate recent breakthrough seizures. New paragraph, as you may already remember, Maureen was well treated by Dr. Singh locally on lamotrigine, but suffered a breakthrough seizure while driving her vehicle, crossing the median, and then colliding with a motorcyclist, killing him. Subparagraph, apparently his girlfriend was possibly injured as well. Subparagraph, as a consequence of this accident and this unfortunate accident and injury, Maureen and Dr. Singh are both being, or have been, sued for damages. New paragraph, Dr. Singh is scheduled for a trial in March. Parenthesis, subparagraph, I suspect that this will be settled before the trial, in parenthesis, new paragraph. Maureen reports that she has remained stable on her current treatment regimen of Lamictal, 200 milligrams TID. New paragraph, she denies any side effects or problems with the medication. New paragraph, she has been refilling the medicine and will need another refill by March. New paragraph, she gave a history of falling last year in her garden and fracturing her left hip, which, by her report after placement of a prosthesis, produced a shortening leg difference on the left. Subparagraph, she has a distal tissue ulcer that is currently under the care of the wound care clinic. New paragraph. Today she was examined in the office, giving a cogent and insightful current and past medical history. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual ideation or evidence of affective symptoms. Thinking logical and goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances. New paragraph. cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal with normal expression. New paragraph for motor examination demonstrates normal bulk and strength. Her sensory examination was deferred. Her deep tendon reflexes were deferred. Ambulatory examination was fluid with some antalgic symptoms on the left. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Long-standing history of generalized epilepsy with unfortunate history of recent breakthrough seizures producing a tragic vehicular accident. New paragraph, no further breakthrough seizures. Recently, following adjustment of her anticonvulsant regimen dosage strength. New paragraph, recommendations. I will obtain additional laboratory follow-up studies regarding her epilepsy and breakthrough seizures. New paragraph, we'll obtain Lamictal levels. New paragraph. We'll obtain a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for epilepsy evaluation. New paragraph. I'm referring her for static and a dynamic ambulatory EEG to exclude any risks for further breakthrough seizures for which adjustment of her treatment regimen might be indicated. New paragraph, I had quite a pleasant discussion with Maureen Beck today regarding this tragic accident and her history of epilepsy. New paragraph, she is adjusting to the circumstances and as best she can moving on without apparent serious symptoms of clinical depression. New paragraph, I will see her back for reevaluation, the results of her testing for further recommendations and review. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then, and then signed respectfully with my professional signature.